celebrate the season by harvesting produce at the peak of their perfection. We're enjoying the sweet taste of local watermelon next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud. Nothing beats fresh produce from your own backyard. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners gives us a slice of sweet watermelon.
People have a lot of questions about watermelons. Your watermelon is ripe when two things happen. The bottom of your watermelon, where it's sitting on the ground, needs to be a creamy yellow. Not white, but a creamy yellow. And the tendril, you know, the little tendril, like the grape tendril or whatever that wraps around things on your watermelon, the one that's closest to your watermelon stem needs to start browning. If that hasn't happened, you're picking a green watermelon, which is, by the way, good for pickling. Just should throw that out there. And you're not going to have a nice sweet melon like you're hoping for. And so that one's really good. Now, cantaloupes are easy. Cantaloupes, when it's ripe, muskmelons, cantaloupes, crenshaws, your cassavas, muskmelons, French cantaloupes, which are different than American cantaloupes, all those are going to be ripe when the stem actually comes off the fruit. And you'll be able to pick that up, and you'll be able to smell that stem end, and it's going to smell like your melon, and it's going to smell ripe. And that melon is ready to eat. It's not going to last that much longer, because it is perfectly ripe. You take that in, you slice it up, you will never get a better melon than one that's vine ripened. The best ones are when you let them ripen on a vine.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.